about?
Okay, so I'm confused when you say they denied. I thought you said that the manager agreed to giving me the money for going all the way up there.
Yeah, and that's what he gave you last week. That's what I'm saying.
The
$70, the bonus that was on that I told you he put it on last week by mistake. He put it in last week, but that was for the Scott Rubin case.
I only got paid $70, and it was for 2 days, and I traveled all the way up to Oxford Valley Mall. So
right,
that's why we compensated you.
That's why we gave you the $70.
But from my understanding, when I spoke to you, you said he said to compensate you for $100 today, and I said, okay, you said that would be on your check. And then I get my check, and it's only for 10 hours.
No, that was last week, and I don't think I said $100, but let me...
No, you did. You definitely said $100, because you said, let me talk to my manager about it, and you got back on the phone, and you said, yeah, my manager agreed to give you $100, and it will be in next week's pay.
All right, I'm going to have to, I'll pull the audio.
And then also the $70, the $70 for the Willa case. I didn't get paid for that either.
What is $70 for Willa, though?
I
was supposed to give you a travel reimbursement because you said it was far.
Right, and I never got that.
Right, but that wouldn't be $70. That a travel reimbursement is like $20.
You said I would put in a bonus pay. I have the message.
Yeah,
as a bonus,
right. But a travel reimbursement bonus would only be like $20, $25.
Right, but
that's
I never got that. That's what I'm saying.
I know, and that's what I just said. I sent it to you. I just said I promised a travel reimbursement for Ms. Adams, and it will be on next week because I was out sick when payroll was processed. So I didn't get a chance to get it into the file.
Okay, so now what am I supposed to do with CCIS? Because when I submit this on the 25th when it's due, they're going to say 10 hours. You have to work 20 hours and above.
I understand that. That's why I told you it was going to be going in as a bonus for Scott Rubin, because we can't bill it out as hours because he wasn't present. So
right,
if we
but
bill
then
it out
also
as
when
hours.
When I spoke to you again, you also said, I'll make sure on your pay stub on the 20th you'll have 20 hours and above.
20 hours. Right. But that would have,
it's
that's
not
what you were reimbursed
hours.
For.
But that's what I'm saying. If I submit that pay stub and it says 10 hours on the top of the pay stub, CCIS is going to shut my case down. That's what you're not understanding. I can't submit that and then submit a bonus pay and say, oh, well, they gave me a bonus pay, too.
I can't falsify documents to make it so that you can continue. Like, I don't know, I can't bill out for hours that technically weren't worked. That's why we had to put it in.
Right, but
as
I also can't work. I also can't work without CCIS. So now what am I supposed to do come next week? Am I working all week or am I only working the 2 days?
Well, that's what I was also about to send you over, that I don't even have a confirmed start date for the other Philly cases. So that I can't even send over the new employment verification form because I don't have any new additional hours to put on it just yet.
So
until
as of
I have
right now,
20,
still
until
only Monday,
I have
Wednesdays and Fridays that he's in daycare.
I don't know what that means, he's in daycare.
He's only in daycare Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays because the way you submitted the employment verification form, so now he's not in daycare. I can't work. I don't know what that lady did when you submitted the employment verification form, but she had cut him off for Tuesdays and Thursdays. So now even if you call me on a Tuesday or Thursday of next week, now I can't work because he's off. Because they're saying that the way the employment verification form was submitted, they're saying that I only work.
Well, that's because I can't put down that you work more than that because at that point you weren't. And I even informed you, and I even told you that I can only put down the confirmed shifts. And then I put down exactly what you asked me to do to say that you're on call and that if you can accept emergency cases, but how, I can't put in a shift that you're not scheduled for.
So yeah, it's
until I have a confirmed
dollars.
until
like
I have a confirmed 20-hour shift for you, I can't put in that you're working 20 hours. And I'm gonna put in for the travel bonus, and I'm gonna see about what that $70 was actually for. And if it was only for the one day, then I will put in for the second day. But that isn't put in by
me.
Yeah,
because if you remember that travel bonus that I got last week. That was for, I think we had discussed something, and there was another, if I'm not mistaken, it was a second travel bonus. There was the first travel bonus that we put in. I forget exactly what it was for, but I remember. Oh, it was, that's what it was. It was the staffing bonus. Remember you said I'll be getting a staffing bonus, the $50?
Okay.
That's what that was. So I didn't get the travel bonus for,
So let me talk to my administrator, and I will give you a call back, okay?
All right, that's fine.
All right, thank you, Jackie.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.